The Old Testament reading comes from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, beginning at verse 1, found on page 857. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, 'Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath into you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord.' So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, 'Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe into these slain, that they may live." So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them, and they came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole of Israel, are the whole house of Israel. They say our bones are dried up and our hope is gone, we are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, "This is what the Sovereign Lord says. O my people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and bring you up from them. I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord." Here ends the Old Testament reading.
Good morning, 8 a.m.
Have you ever been discouraged? Maybe by something or someone?
There's currently nothing more discouraged than a Hawthorn fan after the loss to Sydney Swans yesterday. Unfortunately, I'm a Hawthorn fan. Well, I recently had my birthday, and that's supposed to be a time of encouragement. It's supposed to be a time of joy and happiness, and it was great. I had a wonderful, wonderful time. But I did realize that birthday cards are very discouraging things. Very discouraging. I had a number of cards given to me and well wishes online as well, and I thought I'd share a few of them with you this morning. Here's a card that I received. If you can't read it, it says, "You're not just old, you're slow too." And there's a speed sign on there of my age, 29. This was another one that I received online, and I'll read it out to you. You might be able to see it. It says, "Happy birthday. Hopefully this bear will distract you from the fact that I failed to get you a real card." So that was lovely. And the third card, a message that says, "Forget about the past, you can't change it. Forget about the future, you can't predict it. Forget about the present, I didn't get you one." Birthdays can be great. Birthday cards can be a little discouraging. And we read today in Ezekiel 37 this image of dry bones, which in verse 11 it reveals that it's the scattered and captive people of Israel who are a bit discouraged. The nation is virtually dead and lifeless. They've been discouraged and given up hope. And verse 11, the people's cry is, "Our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off." And they definitely have a legitimate reason to feel discouraged. and feel cut off from God as we've been going through our sermon series here. We've seen a lot of characteristics of these people as to why they've been feeling cut off, that forgetting their first love of God, following false idols, resting in their own pride that they are the people of God. And they've basically thought that they will be fine without God. And now that's exactly where they've ended up. They've dried up. Their relationship with God is basically non-existent. And so the life of these people has gone. All that made them human, the way that God made them to be. And God asks this question: can these dry bones live? Can these lifeless people who have dried up ever be restored? Well, of course dry bones can't live. I mean, they didn't need just a bit of water. They didn't need just a bit of food. They're not looking unwell. They're dead. They're dried up. Their bones just lying on the floor in the valley doing nothing. They can't do anything. And Ezekiel gives a rather biblical answer, doesn't he? Sovereign Lord, you alone know. He's fully aware, as I think most of us are, that God always seems to be able to turn no's into yeses. Can Sarah, Abraham's wife, give birth at an old age? Can a virgin give birth to a child? Can a man raise from the dead after 3 days? Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Because it's Him alone that can make the impossible possible. There's nothing the bones can do to bring themselves back to life. It's God's intervention, His breath. Reminds us a little bit of Adam in Genesis chapter 2, where God breathes life into lifelessness. And He makes these bones people again, just as we're made whole and complete and restored through Jesus Christ. They're not just old bones brought back to life, but they are flesh and blood made complete. His breath fills them with life, just as Christ gave us eternal life when He gave up His final breath on the cross. And God raised His lifeless body from death as one that's eternal, full of life. How amazing is that, that we get to share in that? Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 7 says, "But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It's by grace you've been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus." God can most certainly make dry bones alive. And Ezekiel's message is one that proclaims that God is the one who can repair the damage our sin causes. Lifeless bodies through sin, given life through His breath. And though we too were dead in transgressions, we have been raised with Christ. What a great message of hope. But I think we know this, don't we? If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, then this isn't really groundbreaking news to us. So what's next? This life isn't given to the dry bones so that they can dry up and wither away all over again. These dry bones couldn't make themselves alive. And God has breathed into us new life, but physically speaking, breathing's a constant thing. It's not a once-off phenomenon. We're not born and that's it. And I'm not saying that we need to receive the Holy Spirit more than once or be saved more than once before anyone starts rushing down that track. But this word that's prophesied into the lifeless Israelites, commanding them to live, this word that's prophesied into our lives, it's not a once-off phenomenon. We have been restored by God through Jesus' death to be the people he has made us to be, to have life and relate with him as we are meant to. When we declare Jesus to be our Savior, Christ as our King, God breathed life back into these lifeless bones. And he has put his Spirit in us. Just as it says in verse 14, he has put his Spirit in us. That is how he will ensure we won't wither up and die. Because we can relate to him. And as we continue relating with God and growing in our knowledge and love of him, we can continue breathing. Verse 14 doesn't just say, I'll put my Spirit in you. I will put my Spirit in you and you will live. So as a Christian, how are you drawing your next breath and your next and your next and your next? Are you breathing life? Are you trusting in God's Spirit to transform you, to enable you to overcome your sin? Are you allowing God's Spirit to reveal God's words of life? Or are you slowly suffocating your faith and drying up, returning back to dry bones? Are you trusting in your own self-motivation to transform you? Are you trying to overcome your sin with self-determination? Are you not even giving God's Spirit a chance to reveal God's words to you and relate with God because you don't really read your Bible that much? You don't really pray that much. Can dry bones live? Of course not. Well, the Bible Society has a campaign running at the moment that's called Live Light in 25 Words, which is aimed at encouraging people to read their Bibles and read a verse a day. And you might want to check that out. See, their research has revealed that only 20% of Christians have a daily Bible reading plan. 20%. 1 in 5. And the 3 reasons people gave was, I don't have enough time, or I don't have enough understanding. I don't really understand what it's saying to me. And the 3rd one, I didn't think that the Bible reading was much of a priority. Well, Jesus says in John chapter 15, 5 to 6, I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you do not remain in Jesus, then you are just like the dry bones, without hope and cut off. Can dry bones live? No, they can't. Not on their own. So, when it comes to God's word breathing life into you, maybe you're just taking one big quality breath each week. And that'll do for the whole week. Or maybe you're taking little breaths here and there when you think about it. When you have a few seconds spare during the day. Or maybe the only time you're hearing God speak to you is each week at church, hoping for some kind of resuscitation from the minister. Or maybe you're just listening to other people tell you about Jesus, trying to survive from secondhand air. It would be impossible for anyone to keep that up for a while in a physical sense without doing serious damage to your lungs, your brains, your heart. Can you just imagine what kind of damage that thought and behavior can do to your spiritual life, to your prayer life, to serving, giving, your families, your friends? Brothers and sisters, there's life in this book. And we've read that the Holy Spirit is given to us so that we will live, that we will know God and relate with Him and live with Christ. This kind of thinking about our relationship with God is not just dangerous to your spiritual health, it's dangerous to your eternal life. As we've read in John 15, if you do not remain in the Word, then the Word will not remain in you. But I don't want to be naive about the pressures of life. And I'm not simply up here saying, drink some concrete and harden up. Life's hard. And it's really hard being a Christian, isn't it? There's always something to work on. Our character, our speech, our generosity, our gentleness, our boldness. Something you should be doing more. Something maybe you shouldn't be doing at all. There's always somewhere to be as a Christian, isn't there? Like Bible study and church and prayer groups. And we're blessed with so many ministries here at St. Paul's. And when the minister gets up here and says, read your Bible, it can just sound like another thing that you have to do, doesn't it? Another thing that you're failing at. Well, I want to say something that I'm sure every minister here would agree with. If you're not spending time at the foot of Jesus, then none of that other stuff matters. Can dry bones live? Ephesians 2 before spoke of our life with Christ. We're made alive with Christ, raised up with Christ, and He has seated us with God in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. I mean, what's the point of working at all those other things if you're not working on them with Jesus? What's the point of being at all those other places if you're not serving with Jesus? can dry bones live? Of course not. Only God's Spirit, His breath, His life in us can make us alive. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. And our Bible study groups, our youth ministries, our men's and women's ministries, our young adults ministries, these places shouldn't be valleys of dry bones, but places full of God's life and Spirit, like in verse 10, a vast army for the Lord. Well, maybe like my birthday cards and their impact on me, you've been feeling a little discouraged lately. Maybe like the people of Israel, you've been feeling that your situation is maybe a little hopeless. You might have been trying to be better at reading the Bible, but with all your effort, it's just not getting any better. Maybe you're finding it hard to understand the Word or to keep applying it to your life, and there is so much to do as Christians. And maybe you've been getting discouraged. Well, I hope that you're encouraged by this message today. I really do. Encouraged because your Bible reading isn't improved by the independent effort that you make. The Israelites found themselves in their situation because of their rejection and independence from God. Can dry bones live? Well, in God's grace and mercy, He declares that He will bring them back to the land of Israel. He will settle them in their own land. And because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, brings us back to Himself. If you feel that you have become dry, or maybe even cut off from God, if you feel that you haven't really been remaining in Jesus, listen to God's words from Ezekiel 37. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I will put my spirit in you and you will live. Brothers and sisters, we need to let go and let God. He has breathed life into you. Dry bones can't live on their own. My prayer is that you would continue drawing each and every breath from Him so that His word will continue to sustain you.